Good morning. This is another episode of Good Medicine is Cheaper Medicine. I'm Shelley Wrench, along with Dr. Nash Gabriel with the Gabriel Cancer Center. And today we have a very, very special guest, Doug Wakeham. And there's a good reason we invited him on the show, right?
Well, as you know, Doug, welcome, my friend. Doug Wakeham is with Wakeham Auto, and most of you are saying, why should a car dealership be involved in a radio program that deals with healthcare costs and healthcare policy? Maybe because we think that maybe the car dealers do things better than the way we do the business. So, Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doc.
Last time we were at the bar, right? I'm disclosing that we had a drink together, right? We were chatting.
Yes, we did. I can't remember who bought, but I think I did.
Yeah. I think each bought his own. And we were talking, and I was asking some questions about how your business model works, meaning the business of car dealership, whether used car or new car dealerships. Because to me, in a global or we call it total thought process, any business has to follow some basic business principles. My oldest son, Paul, is a businessman. He keeps saying that all businesses are the same. So you market the same way and you serve the customers the same way. It makes sense. Somehow in medicine doesn't work that way. And this is the reason why we brought you here, because I want to compare the two commodities. One is you sell a car, and that's what you do. The other one, we sell service, which is healthcare service. The whole discussion came with you that day because we were driving and we passed by your dealership, and it was amazing. Your car's sitting close to the highway, and there is a huge sign on each window. Actually, we mentioned that in this program last time when I told you, we mentioned your name. And the sign exactly puts the price of the car and the make of the car. And if they come and talk to your associates, they will give the details, mileage and whether the car had issues or no issues.
Right. Even if there was like something that happened and the car had to go into the shop and get, right, like whether it was, right, an accident or not. So I mean, it's totally right, transparent. And that's the main key word for today. It's
so, Doug, when I'm sure you had some ailments in your life or your family.
Well, you know I have.
No. Do you find, you're a healthy guy, do you find it ironic that when you go to the doctor's office, you have absolutely no clue what is going to cost?
Well, first of all, I met you because you helped me a long time ago. I got some advice, and I called you because I met you, and you gave me some other advice. And when I came and visited you, you gave me the right advice. And I wouldn't say I wouldn't be here today, but, you know, the Gabriel cancer, you know, what you've done for me is the reason I'm here. With that said, we have what we call full disclosure, full transparency. And not just us, but other car dealers. But we've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Fox Business News, New York Times, and everything else for our process. And what I discovered years ago was just full transparency and just quote it to the customer. And part of the Consumer Sales Practice Act of the state of Ohio, you have to give a customer an estimate within 10%. If it's over or under 10%, or not under, I guess, but if it's over 10%, you have to notify the customer by text, email, or voicemail that you can record.
Wow.
And Doug, is that limited to car dealerships or
no? That's all retail other than doctors and lawyers.
Wow.
Oh, lawyers are exempt too?
Lawyers are, well,
so
you know, they're exempt.
In common with the lawyers.
Well, yeah. You're nice. Well, I shouldn't say that. I have good lawyers. But yeah, somehow it's the attorneys and doctors, and I don't understand why, especially attorneys.
CPAs
have to quote. Just doctors and lawyers don't have to quote. It's part of the Consumer Sales Practice
Act. How about hospitals?
No. No.
Do you find that ironic?
Well, first of all, you didn't give me a heads up why I was here today.
That's our policy. We don't discuss things before
the
show.
No, you don't. And
because we shoot off the hip.
I'm used to studying a little bit. But, yeah, no, the doctors do not have to, or lawyers, they do not have to quote anything. They just can send you a bill.
I wonder if that has anything to do with if doctors would have to, hospitals would probably fall into that category as well, and the hospitals don't want to do that. So I wonder if the hospitals are lobbying for all of them.
I was thinking about that. It's not healthcare, because nursing homes, they do tell you how much it will cost per day or per week,
right,
or per month.
Right.
Assisted living, again, there is a price, right?
Yes.
And they will tell you also about their extra services, and they tell you what service they provide. But as Doug was saying, we physicians, once you enter the office, you're kind of handcuffed.
Well, you have no idea. And you know, I hear these stories, and you're probably more familiar than I am, that if I go to the hospital or one of my children and I have a $10,000 bill, if I offer them $6,000 in cash, they take it. So I don't know. You know, there's different.
And what you don't know is they're probably still making a
huge
amount on the $6,000.
I drove by Altman Hospital on the way here. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
Shelly helped an Amish family in Virginia where their daughter was hospitalized.
For 14 days.
For 14 days. The bill was $1.23 million. Mm-hmm. She negotiated down to $450, but in fact, when she did the math, when Shelly compared the itemized services and how much Medicare pays, they were still paid twice as much as
Medicare
would pay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They were charging $450 a day for the mattress. Get that.
So
maybe I should have stayed. Maybe I should have stayed in school a little longer and gone that route instead of selling cars.
I think we should do the same with cars. Like, I come and buy a car from you, and then next day I tell you, Doug, I think $50,000 is too much. I'll give you only $35,000. You can't take the car back, can you?
No.
You will not let me actually drive the car. Unless
No, actually, nobody leaves our dealership until they pay.
Until they pay.
Yeah, we don't. But again, we disclose everything. We're all about full disclosure, full transparency, and that's what I think, you know, makes us different than when my father was in the car business. When my father was in the car business, it was probably a little different then. But today, and it's not just by regulations, it's the market has dictated full disclosure, full transparency. And you know what? That's how I like doing business. I'm entitled to a fair profit. The consumer understands that. When you give the consumer everything they want to know up front, full transparency, let them compare me with the guy down the street, they feel comfortable about the transaction. I've got certain doctors, some of them you have sent me to, and you don't know going in. Fortunately, I'm blessed. I have health care. I pay a deductible, and I don't have to worry as much as other people may have to worry by having good health care. But if I had to pay, I don't think I could do business that way. It'd be tough. I would negotiate going in.
Yeah, I think it's important to bring President Trump into this mix, because this is the whole reason that we're talking about transparency. He started a few months ago wanting more transparent drug pricing. But he just he was just quoted on December 3rd. He added other recommendations to the executive order, which is already out there. And his quote, exactly, he says he wants to facilitate the development and operation of a healthcare system that provides high-quality healthcare at affordable prices through the promotion of choice and competition. He just added that on December 3rd.
Smart guy.
Very smart guy. Why, you know, we were thinking about the car industry.
Yeah. This is the reason why we think outside the box, and we brought Doug Wycombe, our friend, who actually has several car dealerships, just to shock the listeners. Why is a car dealer dealing in the medical program? For exact that simple reason, because the way we're doing things in medicine make absolutely no sense. Even now, there are some car dealers that are excellent people. There are some car dealers, but when you look at the public's opinion, nurses number one, pharmacists number two, doctors number three, inmates are the bottom, and you know who's above inmates is the elected officials,
right?
Congress, and you guys, the car dealers, you don't like very much higher than that, right?
We're down there too.
You're in the bottom 10%.
You know,
but you are more transparent than we are. I mean, I realize when you put the sticker price on the car, you're negotiable.
Yes.
I mean, it's negotiable, but ultimately, the customer will not walk out expecting that when after she had paid or he had paid, they don't expect that you will send them another bill a week later. Oh, by the way, we forgot that we added another window, so now you owe us another $1,000. Hell will break loose if you do that.
Right.
In medicine, we do it.
You do it well.
We do.
I get vertigo, and about once a year or something, I get vertigo, and I have to go to a certain hospital in Stark County. And I get a bill, and I pay it. And then I get another bill, and I pay it. Then I get another bill, and then I call and get a recording usually, and a call back. So, yeah, it's a different industry.
Bills for people you don't even know. Like, you don't even know how many people, like, oversight of a lab.
No, that's right. That's exactly right.
It's different bills from different parts. Like, your lab work went to the lab, and there's an oversight person there, so you get a bill from that person.
That's
right.
You
get a bill from the lab. You get, I mean, it's just...
But not knowing that isn't, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not... It's not my forte, not knowing that. I just, you know, and they're not big bills, but, you know, I just keep getting bills. And it's like, what am I getting billed for? And I'm a pretty sharp guy. I read them. I look at the doctor. I look at the, you know, and I can't seem to figure out what it's for. But again, I need, everybody needs good medical. And so, I've been blessed and with a good job. And I just pay them. But it's confusing. I mean, if you hadn't asked me here or put me on the spot with this question, I wish I could have studied for 2 days and I still couldn't answer this
question. No, we don't allow that. I learned this from Ronald Reagan. I read a book called Speak Like Churchill and Stand Like Lincoln. And Ronald Reagan was quoted in the book several times when he concluded. He was the best communicator, although in his youth he lost a job because the public on radio realized that he was reading scripted thing, and then he realized that when you prepare, it comes out fake, even on the radio. So I decided that it's going to be shooting from the hip.
That's a wise decision.
Yeah.
The public deserve to know the truth that comes from the heart. The public doesn't deserve that we read teleprompters. Right. I always question the integrity and the honesty of the people who actually read their speech. Even during funerals, you better say it from the heart, not a scripted talk. That's how I think. That's how Reagan thought. But you know what? We could be wrong. Again, with us is Doug Wakeham from Wakeham Auto. This is not a commercial for him, by the way, because otherwise he would have to pay me for that. So it's not a commercial, right? And Doug, we're basically trying to compare. I'm glad, Doug, we didn't bring an attorney instead of you, because you just said...
Well, he would have charged you, and you wouldn't have known how much.
But a question to you. Shelley will tell you this. We have found more than once, we try to help patients with their bills, especially bills from the hospital. And Shelley can give you dozens of examples of double billing, triple billing. What that means, when you mentioned, like, you go to the hospital in Stark County and you get a bill after a few days, how do you know that that is not the same bill resent again?
Yeah, I question whether I've paid the same bill over and over.
Oh, that's really scary.
Yeah.
Now, we had a patient, one of our patients had a bone marrow biopsy like on the third or fourth day of January a couple years ago. And he got a bill from the hospital for $1,550. And his deductible is $1,500. He would have paid that bill all day long had it been $1,500 or lower. But
right.
He just came in because he says, why would I pay $50 over my deductible? And I looked at it and I saw because it was for lab, he had a Medicare Advantage plan, which is a Medicare plan.
Right.
Medicare pays 100% of labs. So I knew
who would know that?
He shouldn't have been paying anything.
Who would know that?
So I got the hospital on the phone and they said, well, we can't talk to you. And so he finally said, this is my daughter, which we don't even sound alike, right?
Right, right.
And so they finally talked to me, and it ended up that, yes, the insurance did pay the bill in entirety and sent him another bill.
And let me ask you, just out of curiosity, because I believe medical people are good people, if they would have received that double payment, would they have refunded it?
No.
I doubt it.
No.
No. I mean.
Well, I know when I leave your office, and it's fortunately it's been a while, but I get a bill right then, and I pay it right then, and I never get another bill.
It's because we have real people, like, looking at those bills and taking it to heart before they send out. I mean, I have one person. She just sits there and looks at every single bill. If there's a high balance, she finds out why. And is it if there's something somebody else that could pay for it, like a foundation
right.
or a manufacturing company like the pharmaceutical, we get on the phone and get it done.
Well, that explained Gabriel Cancer Center success then, I guess.
Yeah. I tell you, Doug, honestly, I every single minute of my life, I'm wearing two or three hats. One hat is the healer, the physician who treats cancer patients. The other hat is a business. I have to run a business. But ultimately, I've come up with the one conclusion. The cost of healthcare and how much patients pay ultimately has direct impact on their health. I call that access. And as you know, because of that, because every single time a patient, even if they pay $5, even $5 affect their decisions whether to seek help or not.
Right.
Now, ideally, maybe people shouldn't pay anything, but we know there is a chance for abuse and so on. But the bottom line is exuberant charges, whether legit or not legit, they have negative impact on people's lives. And I hope people get this, that when you skim money out of people, you actually are indirectly killing people. I know that's only a model used by Democrats, that they are killing people when they do this. But indirectly, if we negatively impact access, that means people go untreated, which means people get sick, which means what? They can die.
I want to bring up another topic another tentacle in this whole conundrum of events. And that's the choice and competition, especially the competition factor that Trump is wanting to have out there in healthcare services. I'm asking you, Doug, how do you think, and you, Dr. Gabriel, how do you think that we can do that, you being in one side of the business, right, with direct competition?
Shelly, without interrupting you, they beat us. The car dealers beat us big time because they have their prices listed up there. The quality of the car is everywhere on the internet. I go on Google and I find his Kia, how is Kia? And I compare the collision, whatever, and compare with the price, compare it to Mercedes, and I see whether the Mercedes has the value that they claim in healthcare. Zero. Who knows who is better than the other? Do you know who is better than the other in healthcare?
Well, I know you're good. You've helped me a lot in my life. How would you do it with a doctor? I mean, I would think with certain services, it would be simple. You could just post it. When you go into one of my service departments, any of my service departments or quick lanes or anything, I have posted my labor rate and my five biggest competitors. So I'll go down the road to Jiffy Lube, Midas Muffler, maybe another car dealer, maybe a couple other car dealers, and I post their prices next to mine.
They allow you to they give you their prices?
I call them. I mystery shop. So I mystery shop.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mystery shop, and I'll ask their labor rate, I'll ask their parts prices, everything else, and I've got to do it above board because I'm posting this information, and the only way that...
I hope your competition is not listening to the radio.
Because the only way they could come after me or get mad at me is if I was untruthful or if
you're just stating the facts.
Yes, I'm just stating the facts, and this is what Wakeham charges, and this is what the guy down the street charges, and this is the guy up the street charges. And that does create competition. It does make us perform better at what we do, and it makes us price effective. I've never walked in a doctor's office and it said $185 an hour per exam. You know, this is what Dr. So-and-so charges and Dr. So-and-so and Mrs. da-da-da. You don't see it. It's, I mean, again, you gave me no forewarning about what this conversation was going to be about. But
this is the fourth time you're complaining about this. Never, 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 okay?
Okay, I'm good with that. And I told you I'm not afraid of being live. But and I hope I don't get a bill for being here. If I do, I only get
we'll
one.
See.
Okay,
we'll see.
How we'll you see. Perform. Well, yeah, I think you brought up a great point. People don't know. They just don't know when they go in a doctor's office or a hospital's office or
so what you're
anything.
Saying is maybe the doctor's offices should be just like the car dealerships and put it right in post front it. Of the right on the
post it
registration.
There's
got to
be yes, there's got to be some generic form for a basic physical, a flu shot, whatever it might be, an eye exam. Sorry, Dr. Shaheen, whatever it might be,
your cousin
and they would post it. But you just don't know going in. And if the difference in getting your car fixed, the difference in taking care of yourself, is you have to take care of yourself. So price is probably secondary. When you're in the car business, when you're going to get an oil change, or when you're going to buy a car, a lease car, you know, it's a decision. It's not a need. It's more of a want. And I don't know if that's why it is the way it is, but it's a great topic.
Okay, Doug. I there's another topic I want to discuss before it's over. There's something in common between you car dealers and us in the medical profession. It's called rebate. How much transparency do you have in the rebate?
100%.
100%.
100%.
So
it's on every sales order. It's totally disclosed.
So when there is a rebate from the manufacturer, right?
Yep.
And it's part of the negotiating a price with the buyer. And you tell them, hey, you got, like when I bought recently my Range Rover, the dealer in Cleveland said, what do you drive? I said, Volvo. He said, oh, then you get $3,000 rebate because they have some deal between Volvo and Range Rover.
Right.
That was after we negotiated price. I, to be honest with you, that was great. Now, in medicine, we have rebates. Now, these rebates in medicine are way, way more complicated and complex than your rebates. And when things are complicated, you start questioning. Einstein said, if you can't explain in 2 minutes, you don't have a point to explain.
Right.
Well, we can't explain our rebates in about 4 days discussion, which means there is some twisted things that go on. And President Trump, more than once said, there are some people who are making a lot of money. He said, no more.
And even that was part of the rules with Obamacare is the gag rule, where pharmacists are not allowed to disclose what the cost of the medicine is. And when they adjudicate your insurance and you're standing at the pharmacy counter, if the drug, say the adjudication, you know, through your insurance says that they need to charge you $50, they're not allowed to tell you if you pay cash, it's $3. It's called the gag rule.
Well, I mean, people thought that Obamacare would be lowering prices. People should have known that the biggest supporters and a lot of the advertisement for Obamacare were paid for by drug companies. Pfizer alone spent more than $80 million in advertisements for Obama's campaign in 2012. That's the number I heard. Part of it, he paid them back. This is a simple thing, the gag rule. The question back to you again, Doug. So you think you are very transparent in the rebates?
Very transparent.
Do you know how it works in medicine?
So I'm learning.
I tell you what, it's that's why the president called it the twisted, and he called some people crooked or something. Basically, you are insurance company. Shelley is an employer, and I am the payer, and the producer is the drug company.
Oh, make him the bad guy.
Yes. And you basically, the insurance company will have a deal with a pharmacy benefit plan involving a consultant who will advise between the two, and they will come both to the employer and tell them, hey, this is the best plan for you. You better take it. Not knowing that all the three entities except the employer have a side deal with the drug company, that if they give a preferential treatment to their drug, they get a higher rebate. It's called tiering, T-E-I-R. Shelley, how do you spell it?
T-I-E-R.
T-I-E-R.
But it's tiers, and they're based on not only volume, but market share. If there are other drugs in that class of drugs, and they pick their drug over somebody else, a competitor,
right,
then they get a higher rebate.
And they overprescribe.
Of course.
Not long ago, I went to a dentist. I was out of town, and I got a prescription for pain pills. And later that day, I didn't feel any pain, so I didn't fill a prescription. And, you know, I didn't see any need. And then I went, and my older brother's kind of a sharp guy, and he looked at me and said, "I'll bet there's 30 of them." I said, "It's a chip." I said, "I got one. I mean, three of them. I would think three or four or five pills, if I had pain, which I didn't, would get me through it." Went to the pharmacy, 30 pills. 30 pain pills for one dental procedure that at worst could have hurt for 2 days. but they prescribed me 30 pills. And to my logic is they're getting paid to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's the pharmacy benefits managers, the PBMs, along with the specialty pharmacy, they won't allow scripts to go out the door unless it's at least 30 days. Most of the time, it's 60 or 90.
No, that's wrong.
And it's just, it's totally wrong.
Yeah, before we finish, we have only 2 minutes left of the program. I have to mention that I'm still optimistic that one day doctors and hospitals will take lead from car dealerships in being honest and transparent. Somebody might be laughing at me now, but that's honest to God's truth. There's more transparency there. You, when you have the rebate, ultimately, you pass it to the customer, or you try to save some of it for yourself.
Right.
But that is a business transaction, like Ayn Rand in her book Atlas Shrugged. She said it has to be a win-win situation. Ultimately, the customer leaves your dealership. You're happy with what you made. Your salesman is happy with it, and the customer, she is happy with the car she bought. In medicine, the rebate, although the payers or the pharmacy benefit plan, they promise that some of the rebate will go to the employer. There is a lot of cloudiness and non-transparency in that statement. In fact, I think President Trump, who was it who suggested that the rebate should go directly to the patient? Just like you do, guys.
That's how we do it. Yep. That's how we do it. Consumer gets it. On our sales orders, if the consumer decides to use it as a down payment, it's disclosed on a completely separate line. And I have employees that, let's say one of them left me or was upset or I terminated somebody, they would turn me in if I was not straight. So we, I mean, in our industry, everything is 100% disclosed on every sales order. Carfax, if you go to buy a used car, we disclose it. And you know what? You can be prosperous and be honest in business.
I think you can be more prosperous if you are honest.
I think we need to get you the car dealerships off the bottom of that naughty list, right? I think they need to be
They beat the politicians, though.
Yeah.
Good. My kids love me. That's all that I care about.
But I think what we, like you said, Dr. Cooper, I think that what we need to be doing is taking lead from car dealerships and how the whole operates.
It's amazing how half an hour goes on very quickly. Doug Wakeham, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you for everything you've done for me,
folks,
Doc.
It was fun again talk to two special guests with us. Please do, if you miss listening to this on the radio, you can always go to the podcast. They are all listed there. Go to GabrielCancerCenter.com and push on the podcast, and you can listen to these programs at your leisure. Shelley, Doug, thank you.
Thank you, sir.